taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Sanilac County Board of Commissioners will meet at 1 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, December the 2nd, in the board's chambers at 60 West Sanilac Street in Sandusky. The meeting will start with a public hearing regarding the proposed 2026 general fund budget, which will be followed by a tax foreclosure update by County Treasurer Trudy Bowers. Regarding the budgets, the 2025 budget for the medical examiner will be reviewed, and the lead medical examiner investigation agreement is expected to be approved during the meeting as well. At the conclusion of the regular commission meeting, there will be a finance and administrative committee meeting to follow. According to the preliminary agenda for those committee meetings, the board is expected to review several letters of understanding of operations from various departments that will be forwarded to the Board of Commissions with their recommendations. And another local and regional news for today. On November the 24th, at approximately 11:15 p.m., troopers from the Michigan State Police Caro Post responded to a fully engulfed residential fire in Millington Township. The preliminary investigation revealed that six individuals were inside the home at the time of the fire. Family members attempted to rescue a 53-year-old male and a 47-year-old female, but were unsuccessful due to the heavy smoke and extreme heat. The four other occupants, a 60-year-old male, a 35-year-old male, a 50-year-old male, and a 57-year-old female, were all transported to a local hospital for medical treatment. A Millington Police Department officer was the first to arrive on the scene and successfully rescued one of the occupants. The officer was later transported to the hospital for smoke inhalation. Multiple agencies assisted at the scene, including the Michigan State Police Fire Investigation Unit, the Millington Fire Department, Vassar Fire Department, Mayville Fire Department, Birch Run Fire Department, Millington Police Department, Vassar Police Department, and the Mobile Medical Response Unit. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Most elves have pointy shoes. I have four paws.
Ho, ho, ho! Palette, how's my favorite helper making the season shine?
You see, Santa, my person's a veteran. Some days, her skies turn gray, so I add the purple of laughter, the blue of courage, and the happy hue of joy.
Oh, oh, painting the world brighter.
Help paint the picture. Dogsinc.org.
Oh, oh, oh.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The White House says a Navy admiral ordered a second strike on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean Sea and insists the September attack that has now come under bipartisan scrutiny was a lawful attack. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt offered a justification for the strike Monday after lawmakers from both parties raised stark concerns and announced support for congressional reviews of U.S. military strikes against vessels suspected of smuggling drugs in the Caribbean and the Eastern Pacific Ocean. A published report last week said Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth issued a verbal order for all crew members to be killed as part of the September 2nd attack on the vessel. And President Donald Trump's ex-lawyer, Alina Haba, has been disqualified from serving as New Jersey's top federal prosecutor. A federal appeals court said Monday the Trump administration's maneuvers to keep Haba in the role were contrary to federal laws governing their appointments. A panel of judges from the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia sided with a lower court judge's ruling after hearing oral arguments at which Haba was present on October the 20th. The ruling comes amid the push by Trump's Republican administration to keep Haba as acting U.S. attorney for New Jersey, a powerful post charged with enforcing federal criminal and civil law. Haba's staff has not returned messages seeking comment, and the White House has also made no comment. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today. Monday, December the 1st of 2025. Thomas Butch, age 89, of Elkton, passed away on November the 30th of 2025. Massive Christian burial for Thomas Butch will be held on Wednesday, December the 3rd at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's of Dwight Township. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, December 2nd from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. A rosary service will be offered at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday evening at the funeral home. Condolences may be shared online at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And Carolyn K. Morrison, age 83, of Pigeon and formerly of Rhodes, Iowa, passed away on November the 29th of 2025. A funeral service to honor Carolyn K. Morrison's life will be held at 4 p.m. on Saturday, December the 6th at the Salem Church of Pigeon. The family will be present to receive visitors on Friday, December the 5th, from 1 p.m. until 7 p.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and then again at the church on Saturday from 3 p.m. until the time of her service. A dinner will be hosted by the church directly after the service. An additional opportunity to honor Carolyn will also be arranged in mid-December in the Metro Detroit area. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that donations be made in Carolyn K. Morrison's memory to Schurer Hospital in honor of their passion and for helping others through quality health care. The family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.